Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is a Wednesday morning, and coming up a little bit later on, we're going to get a preview of Oktoberfest with the Riley County Health Department. Aaron Price will be calling us right around 9:30 this morning. We're also going to be talking later on in the hour with Flint Hills Wellness Coalition Chair Deb Nuss and Community Coordinator Anna Biggins. They'll be previewing an event this weekend called Dementia Friendly Manhattan. They're having a kickoff on Sunday. But as we get started here this hour, we're going to be previewing tonight's USD 3-3 school board meeting. And Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and Board Member Daryl Eady are joining us in studio. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Brandon.
Morning.
Good to talk to you guys. It's been a while since we've had you in studio, I think. Were you here last month?
No.
Okay.
No, we did not. We did the Zoom thing again.
That's what I thought. Okay. Well, it's certainly good to see you again. We've been welcoming back guests in here gradually to the studio, and I realize I've seen you guys out in the community a few times, but nice to have you in the studio again.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, it is.
This school board meeting tonight at 6:30 will be an interesting one, I think, for everyone, because we've had this come up about once a month, the pandemic response plan, and that's another big topic here. The last month, if for those who don't remember, the pandemic response plan was adopted for another month to be extended to October 22nd. That's this Friday. Of course, there is no school happening on Friday, but the mask mandate has to be brought back for discussion tonight to see whether or not that will be allowed to expire or extended possibly for another month. And so that's the major topic of the board meeting tonight.
And I'll go ahead and say no school for elementary.
Okay.
And early learning secondary is still on. It's elementary conference week this week.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, I wanted to hit it while it was fresh. So no one got the idea. They got the day off Friday too, if our secondary people are tuning in. Yeah, you know, the COVID response plan has been, you know, it circulates every month. I think it's always on our mind. It's always reviewing. So, you know, as we get a couple months data behind us on how we're actually doing and what that actually looks like, you know, conversations will come up on, you know, when's the time to open up, where, how can we do that safely? Should we do that at this time or not? So I think that'll be a lot of the conversation tonight.
I think a lot of it is just about the flexibility that we have to go through for this whole thing. Because everything's up and down. You have to make sure, you know, we have to make sure our teachers are there, are capable to be there. You know, they can't be in quarantine or something like that. And then, of course, you have to watch for the students as well, because, you know, they have to be there as well. You know, used to having a teacher there if there's no student. So you have to watch the numbers to make sure that we have both of those, being able to be there and healthy and the whole 10 yards.
And I know it's a tricky time right now being a school board member, because this mask thing seems to be so polarizing. And I know you all want to just do the right thing here and whatever, regardless of the decision. But it is a divisive issue here in the community. It really is. You look at the data here, numbers seem to be going down. They seem to be improving. Whether or not that's attributed to masks, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the numbers are improving. So I think that has to be weighed into the decision here tonight, wouldn't it?
Oh, I think it always does. I think along the way, you know, you can see through the data, you can see kind of the trends, you can kind of see what you're looking at. But, you know, we're also set on some rules we have to follow, you know, guidelines from the, or, you know, directions from the health department too. So when we talk about the masking thing, you know, probably the largest reason why it's in effect is 3-foot quarantines. You know, if you're a close contact, 3-foot quarantines, if everybody's in masks, and if they're not, then it's a 6-foot quarantine, which can impact a lot more people and throw off their schooling or throwing off our staffing. You know, we want to try to keep people there as much as possible. But, you know, someday it's got to change back to where we go and whether we're at this point in our community. And I know Dr. Wade meets with his medical advisory board. They have doctors, and I know they'll kind of give him the temperature on this is where our medical system is in this community. This is kind of the level we're at. And I think that plays into it as well.
Well, it is very polarizing. I mean, it's not just locally, it's nationally a polarizing issue. And it's hard to decide, you know, what's factual and what isn't. And I mean, our bottom line is we have to do what's best for our kids, you know, and how we do that. We don't always agree upon it, but that's fine. That's why there's seven members of a board. you know, to bounce things back and forth, to bring different opinions, different ideas. And that's why we also have the opinions from the medical advisory board, the local health, county health agency, you know, the whole 10 yards. We need all that information. Then we bounce it around, and then we try to decide what is the best for the kids, you know. And sometimes it's the health issue, and sometimes it's the mental issue as well. And that's something we all have to think about.
Yeah. Well, overall, would you say that the quarantines, have they improved over the past month since we last visited on this discussion?
I haven't seen the last data dashboard, but I think they've been holding steady. There hasn't been huge drops and jumps. Sometimes because of how we have to handle our early learning on the close contacts when we had some of our preschool classrooms, because they don't sit in desks all day. They're a lot more mobile. So those can kind of exaggerate the quarantine numbers. Sometimes we're in those situations. So if we can avoid those, it's a little different when you're talking about individuals and kids in desks. So the numbers seem to go better, you know, if we're not impacting entire classrooms. So I would say overall it's been trending in a positive direction.
Sure. Well, I know we've seen outbreaks in some of the other smaller schools in the area. Every school district's different. You know, they have mask mandates at some don't. And we see, I don't know if there's even any data on the fact that, you know, where outbreaks are happening, whether or not they're happening more frequently at schools that have mask mandates in place or not. It's really difficult to say. But overall, how would you rate the way that the school district has handled this going far so far?
I would say the best we can. Mm-hmm. You know, because you have a school district with 300 kids, and two people get sick, and you have to quarantine half the school district or something. That's a whole lot different than when you have 6,500 kids and you have two kids that get sick, or you have 20 kids that get sick and you have to quarantine, you know, a percentage of that. So, you know, we have a much larger district than some, you know, across the state. We're probably around the 10th or 11th in size. And so we have a different response we have to deal with than some of the others. And, you know, like over in 475, they have to deal with Fort Riley as well as the state, as well as other things. We deal with the state, and we deal with five counties or four counties, something like that. So there's multiple things we deal with as well.
Darlin, you've been against the mask mandate, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. I went with the first one because I didn't want the kids to feel, okay, I have to wear a mask, this kid doesn't. I want them to be together, mm-hmm. and I don't want a mask to break kids apart. I want them to be friends. I want, you know, no social issues there. The other part, I mean, part of this, you know, you get a sore throat or a earache or something like that. Some of that's been held back. Even a couple of the doctors said something about that. We're going to have a bump at some point from all those normal early childhood things that we're pulling back from. So there's some of that. You know, there's some other issues that go on there as well. I go to different places. I go to the football games or something like that. You got 50,000 people there. No way you're wearing a mask. I've seen people go to concerts. Nobody wearing a mask. So, and no huge outbreaks. So, you know, do the mask do great things? Do they don't? I would say if you feel comfortable wearing a mask, wear your mask. If you don't, don't. You know, and that's about the best I can say for it.
Yeah. I know that there's some people who argue on the other side of that, you know, kids can't get vaccinated yet. You know, whether or not that's going to factor in here or not going forward, who really knows? But, you know, that's another interesting part. I know that's been argued by the school board here over the past couple months.
Oh, yeah. It's always part of it, you know, indoor, outdoor. And the good thing is we've had some larger events, you know, this year. But outdoor, you know, as Daryl was talking, you know, unmask outside, and we haven't seen those large outbreaks happen due to those events or a K-State football game or multiple things. We've also had some larger indoor events too, which we do require masking indoors, but we've tried to maximize the amount of people we could bring in. Still try to be careful where we're not filling the house, you know, totally up, but trying to get people to concerts, you know, trying to get them to be able to attend things and watch their kids do normal things. I think that's a critical thing for us to be doing, and trying to continue that is important for us.
And I think one of the other parts that I have fears of, you know, because of things I've seen and heard, is the psychological issues that the mask could have on kids. And that scares me as much as getting sick. You know, and I'm in a case scenario where I'm a high risk. So, you know, it's my issue, my concern. But at the same time, I can see these kids and I see all the issues they go through. And psychologically, if we can help them in any way, and we've added a lot over the last couple of years, and we need to continue on that direction for the kids.
All right. And in the pandemic response plan, we talked about the masks, and I know that's a big portion of it, but there's more to it than, than just that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think there's things like visitors to our building. You know, are we at a point where we can open up to allow more outside access to our building from our families, parents, or volunteers, you know, people that just want to come in and help. I think that's part of the conversation as well. An important part of a conversation, because we're generally a pretty connected district, and for the last year and a half, we really haven't had a lot of that connection because we couldn't do that. And I think that's another step toward getting back to normal. Now, what would be, you know, back full on, you know, come eat with your kid at lunch whenever possible. May not be there yet, but we can start taking steps in that direction.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll talk more with our USD 383 officials here, talk about some other things happening at the school board meeting tonight here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.